Good to be back here in Buffalo. A long flight back from a tough football game yesterday, and new opponent. We've got a lot of work to do to try to fix some ills. It seems like almost a repeat of last week in so many ways. Going back and trying to correct some problems. But it's something we have to do. There's still a lot of football left to be played, and this should be a good week to get things turned around.
Coach, why did Keenan Allen have such a successful day in the secondary? Were they doing anything that was a little bit different maybe than what you had planned for?
They had a couple wrinkles along the way, but he's a good receiver without question, and he caught a lot of balls for sure. And we could have done some things better than we did, but he's a good receiver, good quarterback, and they made some plays, and we didn't make enough plays with him.
To follow that up, is that a growing concern a little bit? I mean, amongst other things, Michael Thomas last week too, just the top target number one guy, is getting some yards on the secondary now.
Right. Yeah, with Keenan Allen, who's a very good receiver, you like to limit his catches. You're not going to always limit, the targets, but the opportunities to catch the football, you like to limit those. So we got to get tighter coverage on the top guys and just try to do a better job all the way around.
How do turnovers magically reappear? I mean, and when they don't appear, how do you compensate for the lack when your defense can't turn the ball over?
Yeah.
How can you compensate for that, for when that doesn't happen?
For them to magically reappear, you keep working on it. You keep talking about it like we do, and you keep working on it in practice like we do. And they sometimes come in bunches. We've seen that happen. But when they don't occur, then you got to find other ways to help the football team win, whether it be getting more three and outs or winning in other areas on the field. You got to find a way to help the team. We know statistically when you get takeaways, what it does for your team, increases your percentage of chances to win, no matter how many yards you give up. It just, helps in so many areas. But if you don't, then you got to find other ways to help the team.
Where is your general level of frustration with this defense, given that since week five, you rank last in the NFL, points allowed, second to last in yards allowed?
Yeah, I think you can just go back to these last 2 or 3 weeks and just see what those numbers have just dramatically changed. You don't even have to go back, even five. But for us, because there's still so much football to be played and there's another game to be played this week, it's a chance for us to really work on the things we got to get better at. And I do believe we will get better. We got some work to get done. This is a very good offense we're going to face this coming Sunday. But I think we have the guys in the room to get it done, and myself and the coaches, we got to put together a good plan and let the guys go out and execute that plan. But, we've done it before. We just got to figure out how do we get back to doing the things that we were doing so well for a period of time.
What does it do to a defense when, you're on the sideline and then you're right back out, because of turnovers, and then you're in bad field position as well?
Yeah. You have to – defensively, you got to have a mentality that we're going to go out and force this team to kick a field goal or take the football away. That has to be your mentality. And, a couple of times we were able to get that done. A couple of times we weren't. It was good to see us in that first series that we were on the field. It was an adverse situation. We went three and out, forced the field goal. So, you're feeling like, okay, this will be a good start for us, and we can build off of this. And you like to see that. But that has to be your mentality on defense. If you're on a short field or wherever it happens at in a sudden change situation, you got to go out and get a stop, or get a takeaway.
Where do you see Shaq Lawson in his development right now?
I think he's coming along. He had a real nice pass rush on one occasion where he was able to get his hands on the quarterback's hand basically and get a deflection, although they end up catching the ball. That was good to see. Good to see him turn the corner, finally get to the quarterback. It's something that we want to see more of in him. He's doing a really good job. when people do try to run to the close side, try to run to him. A lot of runs are more interior and on the edge. But he's done a pretty good job for us as far as helping us with the run game. Now we need to get a little bit more when it comes to rushing the passer. And he's coming in that area. That's an area that he wants to get better at, and we want him to get better at.
How fair is it to look at Jerry and Shaq and then look at the sack numbers and how they're relatively low and point to those guys as opposed to other players in the roster?
It's a cumulative effort. It's not just the ends. I mean, sometimes it's a matter of, you know, what's happening on the back end. Sometimes it's what's happening with our backers in their drops, or are we putting them in enough situations where they have to pass the football, where they're forced to pass? So there are a lot of things that go into it. It's not always just the two end guys when it comes to pass rushing.
What's the challenge for you to keep that room upbeat, you know, knowing that they were put in a tough situation last weekend and then knowing what happened the weekend before that?
You know, we got some real good leaders, Kyle Williams being one of those guys, Lorenzo Alexander being another. Talked to Lorenzo a little bit after the game and Kyle some after the game as well. The big thing for us coming back on Wednesday when they're back in the building is really focusing on the Kansas City Chiefs. I mean, this is the most important game of our season because it's the next game in our season. And whatever happened previously or whatever could possibly happen in the future is irrelevant. What's most relevant is the Kansas City Chiefs. So if we can focus on this ball game, don't get caught up in any statistics, but just this team's this offense and figure out how can we play better on defense. And so if we can get every guy on defense thinking that way and we can stay focused throughout the week and not look to the left or the right, then we'll have a chance to improve. But that has to be the focus. You really can't get caught up in anything other than that. There's still a lot of football left to be played. And if we can get some things corrected, we have a chance to help our team, you know, down this stretch that's coming up.
What do you think this game means for Sean, Buffy, and Andy Reid guys?
Can you say it one more time?
What do you think this game means for Sean being Andy Reid guys?
I think it'd be pretty important. I mean, you know, Andy's like a mentor to Sean for sure, like he is to so many of the guys that have worked for him previously. So it's an important game, but probably the thing that makes it as important is where it is in our schedule and where we are as a team. The importance of it is raised by that. We need to get a win. It really wouldn't matter if it was the Chiefs or anyone else. I mean, just the next opponent. But the fact that Andy's on the other sideline, I mean, that means a lot for sure.
Their leadership qualities aside, where do you see Lorenzo and Kyle's level of play at this point in their careers?
You know, both of those guys have had great NFL careers, and they played for a long time and had a lot of success in our league. And they're at a point now where they provide not only good play for us on the field, but what they do in the locker room, what they do in their practice habits, how they handle meetings is almost as important as what they do on the field, because we have some young guys around them that are still learning, you know, how to participate in the National Football League. And so there's still guys that can make plays for us, but their relevance in the locker room, in the meeting rooms, how they practice means a lot to us as well.
I haven't witnessed
you know, guys hanging their heads or not coming back and competing after we get down. It's, you know, we've proven that we can come back in ball games, so I think that's still etched in guys' memories that we can come back. You can go back as recent as the Raiders ball game. So I don't think we're at that point where guys give up if we fall behind. They know that we're capable of getting back in a ball game and winning fourth quarter games. It's just, you know, we just got to, you know, get some consistent play along the way where, you know, our confidence begins to grow as the game goes on. And that comes with success. So we got to get that done. But to answer your question, I don't see guys, you know, hanging their heads because we get down by a touchdown or whatever. So.
And with the quarterback situation going on right now as a defensive coordinator, of course, it's not your side of the ball, but is that a level of distraction for your side at all, or how does the defensive coordinator look at that particular situation?
No, I mean, we got our own issues to focus on and deal with, and really don't even get caught up in what happens with our offense. I just know, and we talk to our guys about this, really got to stay focused on what we have to get done. We have enough to keep us busy, believe me, to get our side right.